right, we're gonna try this again. So, before I lay my ass down, I just wanted to tell some of y'all, y'all be doing too much on this app with all the acronyms. I'm getting a little old, and I don't understand half the shit y'all be saying in these comment sections or on the videos that I see across TikTok. For example, I learned tonight that SAHM stands for stay-at-home mom. Then I also learned that SBTX stands for soon to be ex, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, or ex-husband. So I decided to do myself a favor and help you guys out and do some research and educate myself on the current TikTok slang, acronyms, and phrases so y'all can understand where I'm coming from with this. Now, I'm not going to read the whole list, but if you want the whole list, feel free to drop a comment and ask for the list, and I will happily drop this in parts because it's ridiculous how long this list is. But I'm going to give you an example. I'm only going to read probably from about 2 pages. I'm not going to make this video very long. So, according to the TikTok dictionary that I found online, the acronym ABOW stands for wow, damn, or OMG. The phrase accountant is an ex-worker or stripper. The acronym ALR stands for all right. ATP stands for at this point. The phrase baka, which I've never heard of, stands for stupid, idiot, or fool. It's more for like the Japanese culture for anime and manga fans, according to the internet. Banger is good music. That song was a banger. BMS equals broke my scale. I was like, wow, that sounds highly offensive. Bussin stands for something really good or delicious, which I'm pretty sure y'all have heard before. I've heard of bussin. Caught in 4K, to capture someone's reaction. I've heard this quite a bit. CEO, you're good at what you do. the chair emoji. Y'all know how y'all see the little chair emoji on some people's comments on TikTok? That stands for something is funny. There's a phrase that says chuggy. I think that's how you say it. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled as C-H-E-U-G-Y. And it basically means it's uncool and untrendy. Never heard of that phrase. DC stands for dance credits. People post that, I guess, to give credit for like different TikTok dances or whatever to whoever the creator is. Devious lick is a phrase for a trend of posting pics of stolen goods or rugs on this app. DNI stands for do not interact. That is basically like a warning for content that is not under, you know, people that are under 18. DTB stands for don't trust boys or don't trust bitches. Face card means you're very attractive. Oh, her face card is valid, poo. Yeah. The fingers touching emoji. You know how you see the emoji with the two fingers touching each other? Well, apparently that means shy or nervous. I think that's more of a Gen Z deal. I don't get down with the emoji shit. There's a whole list for that too. Fire or lit means it's crazy, it's cool. Oh, that's fire. FR is for real. I mean, that's common. I'm pretty sure you already knew that. Glow up is a phrase for physical or mental transformation. Like, she had an extreme weight loss. Oh, she had a huge glow up. Or the glow up is real. This one is what I kept seeing a lot on this app. G-Y-A-T-T or G-Y-A-T. Some people you'll hear on some of these videos say, GAT! And that stands for like, goddamn. Like, ooh, she's fine type shit. The next ones I'm going to read from, y'all going to laugh. Heather apparently is a phrase for someone who is desirable or attractive, which I've never heard of. I think that's more of the pale folks community slang. This is another one that I've never heard of. There's a phrase on here called hogging. Hogging is basically a competition between guys to hook up with the fattest girl at the party. Wow, that's fucked up. Hot girl summer, living your best life. It's about to be a hot girl summer, period, poo. Yeah, I hear that a lot and it's very annoying. IB, it stands for inspired by. I haven't really seen that acronym anywhere here, but it's quite popular apparently. Karen, of course, is a very popular phrase for an aggressive woman or somebody, you know, who's clearly being a racist or something. The acronym KLM stands for calm or okay. The phrase rent-free is a catchy phrase for like a catchy song or video that lives rent-free in your head. It's stuck in your head, which is common. The phrase looted, it says it's a good style or fashion sense. Oh, she's very looted. They got a good taste in fashion, I guess. I've never heard of that term, but whatever. Mid, oh, I've heard this one a lot, means average or mediocre. She is so mid. Mutuals or moots is a phrase for people you follow on social media who follow you back. Now, this one I'm pretty sure you guys already knew. No cap, no lie. This acronym I've kept seeing a lot and I never knew what the hell it stood for. It's OOMF, one of my followers. Really, people? Really? The next one is pick me girl. It's a phrase for a popular girl who craves attention on the internet. In the black community, we say pick Misha. The next acronym is PFP, which is a profile picture. Get it? Profile picture. Okay. The next phrase, ratio. When a comment has more replies than likes. Okay. Awkward. The next acronym, RT, is retweet. That's more for like Twitter users or the app known now as X. I don't mess with Twitter. Who gives a damn about a retweet? The next one, now this one's quite popular. I've seen this a lot. Shadow banned. Shadow banned is a phrase for content that is blocked on TikTok without your knowledge. It happens quite a bit in the black community. The next phrase, sheesh, S-H-E-E-S-H. It's like a shock, an emotion, expression. The phrase simp. Is of course, I'm pretty sure you guys are aware, is someone who is being easy, that does anything for somebody else or whatever. Most of the time, a simp is normally referred to a man who's basically doing what he can to, you know, get the female's attraction or whatever. SW equals ex worker. It's very common sense. T means gossip. Where's the tea, bitch? SMH, shaking my head. Yeah, I knew some, but not all of these acronyms. That's just a little taste of what I wrote down. I wrote down about 10 pages of this. It don't make no damn sense. All in all, the moral of the story, folks, if y'all drop some acronyms on this app, especially if you're commenting on my page, please spell out the acronym, because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I really don't. I don't understand. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video and learned something new today. Again, drop what you know, liked about it in the comments. If you have any suggestions or if I miss anything, feel free to let me know. But yeah, again, if you want the full list of the slang and the acronyms of 2025 and the Gen Z crazy generation that we're living in, just let me know and I'll drop them in different parts. But anyway, I'm about to lay down. I'm tired. It is after 2 a.m. I should have been asleep a long time ago. But what happened was I fell asleep earlier when I was watching TV because I was so exhausted from work. Then I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep. It's very common when you have insomnia. But I'm going to try to go back to sleep. So, because I got to get my ass up in the morning to go to work. But anyway, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.